Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, you guys, welcome to this week's episode of the Temple of Hoop podcast. I'm your co-host, Coach Maples, aka J Mapes, here as always with Kings and Jordan. Kings, what is going on, my guy?
Man, feeling good, man. Teams and the teams are in the play-in.
I know. We will get into the, you know, we had a battle this afternoon. We'll get into that when we start. That was a fun game to watch. Jordan, what's going on, man?
You know, same old thing. Excited to be here. Let's get going.
Man, let's get right into it. Nice little preview for the play-in. Pelicans played the Timberwolves today in the game that decided the 8th seed. Pelicans jumped out early behind a hot first quarter for Brandon Ingram. Second half, Timberwolves went through some rift. Rudy Gobert got sent home after he decided to swing on slow-mo Ryan Anderson. And then Jaden McDaniels punched the wall in frustration, fractured his hand, putting his playoff availability in serious doubt. But in the second half, led by Anthony Edwards and Karl-Anthony Towns, Timberwolves come back from 11 down, secure the 8th spot. They only have to win one game to make the playoffs. It is against the Lakers, but they only have to win one. Pelicans drop down to 9. They will host the Oklahoma City Thunder with a chance to play the loser of the Timberwolves-Lakers should they advance. Let's get right into it, man. Special game. Tale of two games, really. Just Ingram started out hot. Kudos to Ant, kind of shutting off his water best he could. Second half and down the stretch, picked him a couple times. Timberwolves really spread the floor when Rudy Gobert got himself kicked out the game by his own team by throwing that punch. And I think the Timberwolves were just adjusted better throughout the game and just were the tougher team, in my opinion. Kings, what did you take away from the game?
I mean, it was pretty impressive to come back in that second half, you know, losing two of your best defensive guys. Guys who average double digits offensively in terms of scoring the ball, rebounding Rudy, best perimeter defender in the league in Jaden. Yeah, man, it was tough losing them, but it was just great to see Ant rally, take the challenge on both ends. He did a better job of covering Brandon Ingram than Jaden did, at least for this game. And Cat having a great start to the fourth quarter, three straight threes. He's been playing with confidence. It just sucks, man. I mean, ultimately, I think for my goal for the Wolves this year, I wanted to beat the Grizzlies. That was it. I didn't care whatever else we did. If we beat the Grizzlies, it was a successful playoff run for me personally. So if we beat just beating the Lakers, playing the Grizzlies, and going to the second round, I think that's a success, all things considered. It's going to suck to lose Jaden. But for the Grizzlies, I'm not as concerned. One, they don't have the perimeter-oriented wing that could really punish us. So I'm not concerned. And then they lost Clark and they lost Adams, so they lost front court size. So those guys were big for them. So them losing those two and us, and me, and then, you know, me losing Jaden, I think that's, you know, somewhat similar trade off. You know, you could argue Jaden may be more valuable because he's more impactful defensively, but I think it's a somewhat similar trade off in that series. I'm concerned though with against the Lakers because, you know, Bron's been, you know, struggling with his jumper. Jaden would have been very key in forcing him into those tough situations. We don't have Jaden now. So, yeah, you know, I'm confident we'll definitely take the pain away. But if Bron's getting to his spots and hitting his midi, it's going to be a long night for us. So, you know what I'm saying? So, it's going to be tough. But I'm still going to take us, man. Like I said, I want the Grizzlies. That's what I wanted this season to be a successful season. So I want us to beat the Lakers, and I want us to beat the Grizzlies, and then all is well. Jaden get well soon, and we'll run it back with the full squad next year.
Jordan, impartial third party, what were your thoughts about this game?
I mean, I bet the Wolves -2.5. It closed -3.5. So, I mean, I got the better side of the number. You know, I just think the Pelicans, they're very one-dimensional right now as far as, like, Brandon Ingram kind of has to do everything. And I figured, like, the Timberwolves haven't been playing good ball, basically, for the last, like, week and a half or so. I was like, all right, they're going to get back. They're at home. You know, they've been in this situation. They understand they want the one game playoff. They're a more experienced team. So I like the situation for them and everything. And first half was playing out, man. I'm just like, bro, like this team, man, like they're just so frustrating, bro. Like the Timberwolves are a roller coaster, man. Like putting your money. They really are. And it's crazy because I'm trying to pull up the exact numbers right here, but their best lineups are either with Karl-Anthony Towns off the floor or Gobert off the floor.
Yep.
Rating wise. Like you can't have both guys on the floor, basically. So, you know, once Gobert goes out, I was like, oh man, like this actually might be pretty good. Like this might be beneficial. Yep. And sure enough, like it was. Losing Jaden McDaniels, though, that was like, I was kind of worried about that, especially for someone to guard B.I. I was like, man, B.I. is going to continue to go off. But as long as nobody else goes off, he'll be good. And sure enough, that's how the game kind of played out. You know, I'm sorry, Jason, about your Pelicans, man. You know, I was high on them too, but.
I mean, I told you once that if they had to survive the injury bug and they didn't, I mean, they still got like a 2% chance to get in. I'm sure they'll be favored against OKC. And even that's tough with the whistle that, you know, SGA gets. And
oh my, he's already starting the agenda.
The Thunder are young and hungry. And the thing about what worries me about the Pelicans is they just don't shoot enough 3-pointers or make them proficiently. Even today, -30 at the 3-point line in a 5-point game, it essentially becomes a math problem at that point. You know what I mean? It's tough to overcome that. So that's something they'll have to address. They got to get Trey Murphy more shots. He's the best shooter on the team. He should be taking 15 shots a game, especially with the lack of 3-point shooting they have. They have got to find a way to get him more shots. But yeah, man, Jordan just touched on that, King. I just wanted want you to touch on the slow-mo rooting incident and how you think that might affect the Timberwolves going forward. Arguing about a miscommunication during play. Slow-mo says the magic word. Well, Rudy criticizes slow-mo. Slow-mo says the magic word. Rudy swings at him on the middle of the timeout. They send Rudy back to the locker room, send him home, actually. The video that leaked after.
He swung on him and then ran away.
Well, the video. Well, I saw Torian Prince kind of push him away after he swung. Torian Prince was pissed at Rudy.
He was.
And then the video leaked from a Timberwolves staffer about, you know, slow mo talking about a decision has to be made right now. Obviously, I could have been heated a moment, obviously. But just what were your thoughts about that? And then Jaden McDaniels with the wall punch. I know you're really concerned about that because you're going to need him for any type of playoff success. Punching the wall, Jaden McDaniels breaking his hand with frustration in the first half. Just what were your thoughts about, you know, that stuff happening, Kings?
Yeah, I mean, it's just not like it's not smart on his end going forward. Contract negotiation, you know, stuff like that's a negative. When not just with the Wolves, but around the league, really hurts your market when they, you know, things like that arise and they're concerned about, okay, if he's capable of hurting himself right before a playoff run, because he has, you know, issues in regards to emotional regulation when he gets upset, that's something that's going to be a red flag to other front offices. He's young, you know, he's gonna grow, he's gonna learn from it, but definitely hurt the team a lot, man. I know he's probably most frustrated at everybody, you know, losing out on a chance to compete. At the end of the day, he's a real strong competitor, but I mean, losing him like that, man, it's tough. I mean, the Kyle Anderson memo, voice memo that came out from the situation at halftime was just, man, I mean,
you think it was real?
It was a leak, I believe. So I think it was a real situation. It's issue with Rudy based off of what was given for him. I get it. And I'm not in the locker room, but I can see why some people be frustrated. But at the end of the day, he does help the team. Like, I mean, as annoying as he could be, I know as much as we gave up. I mean, like, I don't care about the players that we gave up because we got better giving them up anyway. But the picks, yeah, we could have used those picks to shore up some, you know, marginal position for sure. So that's kind of upsetting. But, you know, the 23 pick doesn't matter that we lost that. We probably won't matter with the 25. 27, 29 gets dicey. I mean, one of those is protected, but it starts to get dicey. So they have to make this work, and they know that. That's why we got Conley, which was a good marginal move. He's been better for us than D'Lo has. I believe he's played better than D'Lo both ends since the deadline. But at the end of the day, it comes down to how much can Rudy help us get us over the top? And it's going to be a hindrance if you're beefing with your teammates. You know what I mean? Your teammates don't trust you, or your teammates have issues with you. And, you know, I think Rudy I can't blame Rudy for what he did to Kyle based off what Kyle said. A lot of people, I think that actually got a lot of people's respect in that situation. I saw a lot of people tweet, they actually respect Rudy, you know, for not allowing somebody to talk any type of way about him. And so, but I think Rudy has to be, again, I'm not in the locker room, but it's just about being a professional at this point. You know, he's there, he's ready to work, he does help the team. So whether right. you like the play style or not, as a player, as a professional player, you have to be able to go to battle and try to win games, bro. Like, that's just what it comes down to at the end of the day.
Hey, Keegs, let me ask you this question real quick. What do you think is the best net rating lineup for the Timberwolves this year?
Top of my head?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get a hint. It has Naz Reid in it, doesn't it?
Nope.
No Naz Reid? Okay. If it's no Naz Reid, then I'll go and net rating. I'll go Conley.
Minimum, or so let me throw this out. Minimum over 50 minutes played together.
Minimum over 50 minutes played. So then Conley's not in that one, huh?
Oh, he is. He's in there.
He's okay. Conley, so I'll go Conley and obviously Jaden.
Oh, no Ant.
No Ant?
No.
Oh, okay. Conley. Jaden's in it.
Yep.
Jaden, Slow-mo. Slow-mo's there.
Yep.
Rudy's in it.
Yep. One more player.
This one's a tough one. Is it Torrey?
Yeah. I couldn't believe that when I seen it. 20.5 net rating. I was like, wow. That's crazy.
Now the lineups with Torian and Kyle have been really good, as you saw in this game, which is why, again, I'm not losing
Jaden.
You can
switch everything.
Yeah. Losing Jaden, I'm not as mad in the Grizzlies. And as you can see, Rudy's there, because when you have give Rudy guys who can guard the perimeter and he's the rim protector, I mean, that's elite defense, bro. Like, it doesn't matter what anybody says, that's elite defense. Like, so that's why I'm just like, you have to make it work, bro. Like, it's one thing. Is he worth it? No, but okay. But is he good? Yes. Like, you know what I mean? Like at the end of the day, he's still good for the team. So it's like, you
just it's not the player. It was the cost and the number. So
right. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, it's the cost. I get it. You gave up too many picks, but, you know, it's over with. You can't keep thinking about that. It's done.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations of Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members, because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
All right, so we covered that. Kings, who knows? We might be doing the they might be having a rematch in the, later this week, depending on how everything goes in the play-in. Let's get to the play-in while we're starting out west. 9-10, Thunder will visit the Pelicans. Jordan, how you feeling about that at the onset? We'll start with you. How you feeling about that? Which way are you going to bet it, if you're going to bet it at all?
Right now the line's at 5.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't have a ton of conviction on this one, man. I want to bet the Thunder just because I think they're deeper, but the one thing they don't have is experience. You know, they don't have any experience outside of SGA, so that does concern me a little bit. Yeah, man. I mean, Jason, you're the insider on the Pelicans. Give me some injury updates. Are we going to see come back?
No. They're going with the same group. That team plays with injuries just on the extreme, extreme safe side.
So,
I mean, I got people I trust that Jose wants to try to play, and Zion wanted to try to play. It's just a hard no from the training people.
So I'm gonna go with I'm gonna lean towards OKC here. I just think SGA is a difference. I mean, it's basically a battle between SGA and Brandon Ingram at the end of the day. I just think Oklahoma City a little bit more deeper with Josh Giddey and Jalen Williams and Lou Dort, who's a phenomenal wing defender. Yeah, I mean, both these teams they're pretty even, man, when it comes down to net rating and rating. Pelicans plus 1.6 net. Thunder a little bit behind them, plus 0.6. But they've been a little bit better in the last 30 days than the Pelicans. So lean Thunder. Not strong conviction on this one, though, man. Probably a total stay away from me.
All right. Kings, you got in that game?
Ooh. Playing one game. I don't think CJ's feeling too confident right now.
Yeah, dude, that's a tough.
I'll go with the free throw merchant, SGA. I think he's gonna get to the line, and I think he's gonna ultimately put the game away with that type of play, with that play style.
Right. I went Pelicans because they're at home. They were a very good home team, 27-14 at home. Thunder were 9 games under 500 at home.
Thunder also not good against teams over 500, by the way, either.
Pelicans shot it. Pelicans shoot the ball way better at home. They were 3-for-21 today on the road. I think that leans a little bit, you know, positive aggression from their point of view. And I think that'll get them through in a close. And I'll say game is between, you know, anywhere from 4 to 7 points where the game ends up. It'll be definitely, you know, be close late. So I'm going to go with the Pelicans in a close one because of the home court advantage. That's
what I do. I'm think the one right thing now that does benefit the Thunder is that they are the worst team rim percentage shooting at the rim. And obviously the Pelicans don't defend the rim very well. So, like, it doesn't really hurt their weakness.
The thing with the Pelicans, though, I'll say the Pelicans, they have a top 5 defense because for some reason they do a great job limiting penetration. That's been the one thing they do. They got guys who don't give up a lot of drives to the rim. That's where the SGA thing comes into play. Whether they'll be able to make it tough for him to get downhill, he's kind of unstoppable. So we'll see how that works. I think that's kind of be where the tipping point will be in the game. But that's a great point you brought up, though. Staying in the West, the other game Tuesday, Minnesota travels to the Lakers. Lakers are at full strength at the right time. One of the few Western Conference teams I can say that. Minnesota, no McDaniels. We'll hear word about Rudy tomorrow, I'm sure, about what the Minnesota decides to do about the punch. Hopefully cooler heads have prevailed. Kings, what does your head tell you? What does your heart tell you?
About the Wolves Lakers?
Yeah.
Man. The head with Jaden injuries telling me the Lakers are gonna win this game because Jaden injury is again, he makes Brown work major. He's one of the members of our best net rating lineup, as Jordan just pointed out. He's a major piece for us, and just losing him is tough. But my heart is going with the Wolves because at the end of the day, still got Taurean Prince, still got Kyle Anderson. LeBron's not making his mid-range. I'm confident with Rudy in the paint that we can generate some stops in the paint. It's going to be up to Finch to clog double AD when necessary. And you know, if you put Ant on either D'Lo or Reeves, they're going to be in trouble. It's just that simple. They're not shaking him off. And Kyle and TP, they're going to compete on both ends. On Bron, make him and try at least try to make him work, try to funnel him into Rudy. And Nah has been pretty good off the bench for us, man. He's come in, he's competed on defense, and he's brought some rim pressure threats as well offensively. So I think Nah could also do some things. But if Dennis is playing, Nah is bigger, but Dennis has been good at the point of attack, getting into Nah's, you know, he's also fast, so he's gonna be able to, you know. Nah is not going to be able to use his speed advantage. And bigger than Dennis, but Dennis can force him into a mid-range contest. Dennis is going to be big. Vando is going to be big. We played against Vando. We know how to guard Vando, so we're going to obviously help off him with Cat. So we're going to put Cat on Vando. We're going to help off. So I think we have a chance here. But, again, it's LeBron James with Anthony Davis in the playoff setting. Anthony Davis in the playoff setting is a different type of player. So my head tells me the Lakers, but I'm gonna pick Mini because, you know, why not? I want the Grizzlies, Jordan, bro. Need that.
Jordan, where are you betting with this one? Honestly, what does everything tell you for this?
Well, it's at 6.5. I think that's too many points. That's over two possessions. So I'm gonna take the points, even though I think the Lakers are gonna win the game. So there's just no value on taking a money line. It's like -400. So you got to lay $400 on 100. It's just, just take the dog on the points, -110. But you know, the Lakers in the last, 15 games, they've been fifth best net rating, while Minnesota has been, you know, bottom of half of the league, 15th, 1.7 net rating in the last 15 games. I alluded to it earlier, you know, last game, the Lakers and Timberwolves played. Timberwolves were in total control of the game. You know, Anthony Davis rolls his ankle, rolling around in the middle of the paint, and the Wolves blow a 10-point lead playing 4-on-5, right? And ever since that moment, like, this Wolves team just hasn't been the same. I don't know what it's been, but it's there's something going on there. I don't like the basketball that the Timberwolves are playing. And to be honest, like, the Lakers look totally lethargic the last couple of games.
They're ready for the playoffs, though. To me, I think they're ready for the real to start. In my opinion, at least. Go ahead.
Oh, you're right. Because I was gonna say, like, there's some teams that I look at that kind of stuff and I'm like, man, this ain't good. But then there's teams where you have like LeBron James, AD. You have players that have been there. It's like they know how to turn it on and off. You know what I mean? So in that sense, I think the Lakers are definitely gonna win the game, like, for sure. But I like the Wolves to cover the 6.5.
Copy that. Let's head out east. We're talking about this a little bit before the show started, but we'll get to it. 9-10 game, Chicago will travel to Toronto. One game ended up separating them in the standings. Who you guys got? I'll start with you, Jordan. Who you got in this game?
Can both teams just lose? Do we need either of these teams move on? I mean, let's be real. Man, I'm sorry, bro. The Raptors are pathetic. Like, that's one of the sorriest teams in basketball this year. They played an undermanned Celtics team two games in a row and just got.
Yeah, I saw that.
Dude, like, not even close. I think they ultimately win the game because they're at home. I think that's the difference. But, again, I don't have a strong conviction on this game. I would not put any money on either of these teams. I don't like either of these teams. I think both teams are extremely flawed.
Oh, yeah. So, Kings, what you got?
I guess I just have to pick the Raptors, trying to do some type of logic. I think they got wing defenders for Chicago strength. Chicago doesn't guard the wings well, so I expect OG to have a good game. But yeah, I mean, ultimately though, like, does it matter? They're not, no, both of them are going to lose the second play-in game anyway, in my opinion. So regardless whoever loses between the Heat and the Hawks, I think that team's going to make the playoffs anyway. Just my opinion.
Right. So the Hawks ended up with the same record as the Raptors. They got by on the tiebreaker. So Atlanta will travel to Miami for their playing game. Jordan, let's start with you again. Who do you have there? What do the numbers say?
I love the Hawks, man. The line's at 5 right now. I think, and the Hawks catching 5 points, so they're dogs. Man, I think the Hawks win this game. I'm not even joking. In the last 15 games, Miami has been one of the worst defensive teams, 20th in defensive rating. This team all season long, man, they, like, this is what they normally hang their hat on defensively, right? They just, ever since they got Kevin Love, it's been a totally different defensive team. But the thing is like, they've been 25th in offensive rating. They've been at the bottom part of the league in offensive rating all year, and it has not budged. Like, this team is, like, last year, they were the number one three-point shooting team in the league. They got incredible seasons from Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, a bunch of Jags that, you know, everyone knew weren't going to be anything. And they decided, well, you know, we're going to continue. We're going to ride this into next year. This team stinks, dude. This is an absolute terrible team. Aside from Eric Spoelstra, who's one of the best coaches, you know, I will acknowledge that. Eric Spoelstra is a great coach. Jimmy Butler, great player. I'm sorry, man. This Heat team is not good. I like the Hawks in this spot. And I know the Hawks have their issue, dude. Nobody likes Trae Young. His teammates don't like him. But I think they get it done, man. I think they at least cover this number. But I like him to win the game outright, too.
Well, we'll play off Jimmy, man. Jimmy is different when it's time to get down. I'm going to rock with playoff Jimmy. They'll be at home.
Right, but Jason, the rest of his team, not good.
I understand that. But all that considered, they have a better record than the Hawks. This is why they're hosting the game, and they missed getting out of the play-in by one game. So I'm going to I'm going Bryce Lee. It's the home court and the experience I'm going with. Bam's been there before. Jimmy's been there before. Kyle Lowry in his skinnier days has been there before. They don't want to send Udonis Haslem home in the play-in. Do it for UD. That's kind of where I'm at with it.
I respect it.
So that would leave. So you guys, your two teams are going to be Miami. You. So I got Miami and ATL. You guys all have ATL first, though, right? That's what you have. You think Miami beats Toronto or Chicago in that final game, even if they lose to the Hawks?
I think I'll go with the home team, Miami.
Same for you, Jordan.
No, I like Atlanta. I think Atlanta wins the game.
No, I'm saying, but the second game, you would take Miami over whoever's left out of Toronto and Chicago. That's what you said, right?
No, because I think Atlanta's going to beat Miami.
I know. No, so you would take.
Oh, whoever wins that game. Yeah. Whoever wins that game. My bad. I'm sorry. Yeah, I take whoever wins that game over Chicago or Toronto.
And you also guys are also taking the loser of the Minnesota Laker game over the Pelicans Thunder winner, too, correct?
No.
Yeah. Okay. No? I do.
Oh.
Elaborate, Jordan.
I just don't like where the Timberwolves are at, man. I don't. They're not playing good basketball right now. You lose Jaden McDaniels, who's one of your best defenders. You got rift in the locker room, which could be a good thing, maybe. Maybe they, like, use that as an uplifting moment. I don't know.
They'll be at home again. They know they took the Pelicans' best shot. You got a career game from Ingram, literally. Well, Kerr's 49. He had 47, 12, and 6 on extremely high efficiency.
That's not happening again.
That's what I'm saying.
The loss for the Pelicans, I do think that could be today could be a blow, dude, because, you know, Timberwolves lose Gobert and McDaniels, and you still lose the game. And you were up 12.
That's what I was saying. I was like, that's why I don't.
You got a point. Okay, so I'm taking the loser of that game to beat. I don't know about OKC, though.
They are the wild. But after the two,
my biases are gonna creep in here a little bit.
Okay, Jordan, I will cash app you $50 if OKC wins two road games to get to the playoffs, bro. I will see.
OKC lives at the paint. They Shai and Shai and what's his name?
Giddy.
Yeah, Shai and Giddy not going. They're not going to be able to score on Rudy all night.
I mean, I'm not saying I got a logical opinion on it. I'm saying that as a
by yeah, yeah, I hear you.
I hear you. Yeah, that's it. he's left OKC all year, to be fair. I'd give it to him.
Yeah, he has.
Obviously, end of the regular season. You know what that means. It is time for some awards. Fellas, let's make the folks mad. Y'all ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's start out easy one, or maybe who knows, rookie of the year. Go around the horn, Jordan. Take us. What do you got for rookie of the year? Who you got?
Jalen Williams. No, I'm just joking.
I'm about to say it started off wild. Go ahead. Who you got?
Yeah, no, this one's easy. Paolo Banchero. I do think that Jalen Williams it should be runner up.
I have the same thing. Kings, who you have?
Paolo for sure. Not even close.
Yeah, I got Paolo. People can say things about the efficiency, but when you come into the league and you're the main guy off the rip, it's just it's different than kind of what Jalen Williams' experience was playing off, being able to play off SGA and Shai. And I think a lot of that got lost in the plot. A lot of people were talking about the gap was closing, but you can come in and get 20, being a go-to guy on the team. You know that I think that says something, and I think we have to. Kind of acknowledge that. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Jason, that's the biggest difference is that he came into the league doing that.
Right. Right. That's what
Jalen was doing, what he's been doing the last 3 months all year long. I think we would have a different argument here, but I agree. Like, there's no way. Dude, Paolo is like, I don't even know if there's even odds on this, but it's got to be like minus 10,000. There's no way he's not winning rookie of the year.
Right.
I will say, give Jaden Ivey some respect, man. He had a good year.
It was those two, and I had Mathurin and Keegan the next two for me. But Ivey was right there behind me on my fifth spot, so I definitely saw Ivey coming later on. Sixth man of the year, a little more competitive. I'll get us going here. I chose Emmanuel Quickly. I was kind of with Brogdon all year. I just think Quickly had an amazing second half of the season. And that's kind of where, you know, I ended up. If somebody went Brogdon, I'm not upset at all. I think it was out of those two. And honestly, Bobby Portis was my distant third. But I think it was out of Quickly and Brogdon. Kings, what'd you have?
Yeah, first thought was Brogdon for me. And then I looked at the odds and I saw Quickly's actually overwhelming favorite right now.
Really?
Yeah, it's Quickly right now.
He's overwhelming favorite right now.
Is he on what sites? I checked. I think it was DraftKings, another site that had
DraftKings Quickly. And FanDuel. DraftKings, FanDuel, and then like offshore books are really the only books that like let you take action on this. And right. I know DraftKings had Brogdon. I think today he was like minus 400.
Okay, I mean Brogdon for me was the first, and I checked some sites had. Quickly, but for me, it was Brogdon. I think with the Celtics' success, his contributions to that, his statistics, his efficiency, I had Brogdon, but Quickly has been crucial, so I wouldn't be shocked if he got it. Obviously, I think Mathurin is also coming off the bench, if I'm not mistaken. Or is it Hill coming off the bench for Mathurin? I can't remember.
Mathurin's been coming off the bench all year.
Mathurin's been coming off the bench. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, because I remember he was coming off the bench. So Mathurin's also a good pick for me, but it was Brogdon was the first one that came to my head. So I'm rolling with Brogdon.
Right. You got Jordan.
I think the one thing that's going to hurt Emmanuel Quickly, Jason, is the fact that he started a lot more games than any of these other six men of the year candidates.
Right. Okay.
Which has helped propel him. Like I know he hasn't started enough games to take him out of the
started 20. Played 80 games, started 20.
So he started a lot more than like Bobby Portis and Emmanuel Quickly. Right. Obviously I'm gonna go Bobby Portis. I'm gonna make case for my guy. Top five in double doubles. You know, this is a Bucks team that played 40% of their games without Chris Middleton. number one record in the league. So I got to go, my guy Bobby Portis. And you know, if Femi's listening to this, my guy Femi Ebebefe from VSIN, me and him been going back and forth all year because he's had Quickly, I've had Portis. We always get in the tiffs about it, but I love Bobby Portis, man. I gotta give love to my guy Bobby BP.
Portis started, just for the record, Portis started one more game than Quickly did. Quickly started 20, Portis started 21.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm looking at it right now. I just had to double check. Looking at it right now.
I gotta change it. I mean Brogdon.
Brogdon? Okay. Nice. Coach of the Year. To me, this was the most cut and dry award given the situation we're explaining. I think it should be unanimous. I'm sure other guys are going to give votes, just how it goes. But just Mike Brown, if you had just seen the Kings the last 10 years or even beyond that, this is just a special job, you know, kind of helping establishing a foundation to change the culture. I love the Kings. Didn't really defend, but, you know, they're one of the few teams that played on the road, played well on the road. So I mean, that's got to stand for something. I think it should be unanimous. This is probably a award I don't think should be close at all to me, this Coach of the Year. Kings, what'd you have?
You already know, man, Mike Brown, Coach of the Year. We're California. We know how it is with the Kings. Butt of a lot of jokes. Sell the team. They'll never be good with that owner, et cetera, et cetera. And look at him, man. Fun team, young team. Been consistent all year. A lot of people are not giving them a chance in that Warriors series.
They have a shot.
I think a lot of people are going to be shocked. That's all I'll say. I think a lot of people will be shocked.
Just to play devil's advocate, I'm going to take Mark Dagno from OKC. I think the job that he's done, I mean, this was a team that we thought was going to be playing for, Wembanyama at the end of the day, and here they are in the play-in, and I don't think anybody foresaw this. They're the youngest team in the league by far, so the job he's done has been incredible. Now, I don't think he's going to win. I think Mike Brown's going to win this award, but I'm just playing devil's advocate here, so I'm going to be a contrarian and take Dagno.
Just for the record, should Mike Brown win it? He is the overwhelming favorite. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He will be the 8th coach in NBA history to have 2 coaches of the year. That's all I'm saying. For all the flack he got, as long as he had to wait, that's big. That's rare company. Just so you know. Hubie Brown, Coach Bud has 2 coaches of the year. Tibbs won it twice. So just saying.
Yeah.
Here we go. Most improved player. There was some. So I have a pick. I have a pick, and I get the pushback to this because my personal thing, I think Shea is closer to all NBA than most improved. Because if you saw him at the second half of last year, you saw kind of what he's doing now. That's why Shea wasn't – a lot of people are going to pick Shea, which is not me. I thought Laurie pretty much ran away with this one, with the year he had in Utah. That's why I went with Laurie. But I understand a lot of people are going to pick Shea. But the reason I don't have Shea is because I think he showed this second half of last year. What about you, Jordan?
I was going to say, I don't understand, most improved player, what do we base it on?
Yeah, it's one of those awards with the criteria changes, and it's based on expectation, not output. I think it's based on what people think you were, based on what you produce. I think that's what it is.
So Shea, we expect this from, right? So, I mean, it's not same with Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson was good last year. We really put him in most improved. I got to go Lauri Markkanen. I just don't understand how anybody can make a case for anybody other than him.
And that's who it was for me. It's no brainer. No brainer.
No one expected this from Lauri, dude.
11 points increase, increases rebounds by 3 per game, all-star year, all-NBA year, type of caliber year.
On better efficiency. That's the call. Better efficiency.
Increased his point score, better efficiency, increased his rebounding, went from a role player who was suspect to an all-NBA caliber player. Like, it's just no, I don't understand where the conversation ends.
Yep. Agreed.
All right. Let's get spicy. Defensive player of the year. Kings, we'll start with you. Who you got?
I know who will get it. Jaren Jackson Jr. I think that Brook Lopez does deserve serious recognition for what he did this year. But I think ultimately it will go to Jaren Jackson Jr.
Jordan?
I agree. It's going to go to Jaren Jackson Jr. You know, the Grizzlies are number one in defensive rating. He's a huge part of it. Yeah, he's averaging like over three blocks a game, I think. So, I mean, he's going to win, but I agree. Like, I think Brook deserves more love, especially for the fact that, like, Milwaukee's defense really carried him to that number one record in the league, especially without Chris Middleton, and he was a huge part of it. So I think Jaren Jackson's going to win, but I'm going to take Brook Lopez for my defensive player of the year.
I'm split. I'm going to go with Brook. I just thought he was very special on that end. Shout out to the Pac-12 Conference of Champions. It's being destroyed, but shout out to Brook, man. I'm going with Brook Lopez. Oh, you can't go wrong with Jaren Jackson either, though, but I thought Brook, you know, give the nod to Brook. Maybe a little West Coast Pac-12 bias there, but whatever. Those are the top two, though. I'm fine with either one. All right. Topic we have discussed several episodes throughout this show. Most valuable player. Who did you end up settling on? Jordan.
Oh, you're going to start with me, huh? I mean, you already know who I'm taking.
Yeah.
You already know. Giannis Antetokounmpo. First player in NBA history to average 30 points per game, 10 rebounds per game, 5 assists per game on 55% shooting. First player in NBA history.
Woo!
Number one record in the NBA in a season where his second leading scorer from a year ago did not play almost 40% of the games. I mean, this is a no-brainer to me. It's Giannis all day. I know he's not going to win because of voter fatigue and all that. Joel Embiid deserves some love, too. He's the leading scorer in the league. I get it. But give me Giannis, MVP.
You know what's crazy? Any other year with stats and circumstances like that, that's damn near unanimous. Yeah. You do something that nobody else has ever done in NBA history. That's, like, crazy. But I digress. Kings, who you got?
Giannis is my personal MVP for the year. He's been my personal MVP for the year, but who's going to win it? I mean, he's going to go to Embiid. Embiid's had a monster year on both ends of the floor. I mean, a team that employs James Harden and Tyrese Maxey as their guard and is top 10 in defense is attributed primarily to Embiid. You might as well throw PJ Tucker in there because he's completely almost washed at this point. So, you know, and Tobias Harris. So, you know, it's Joel Embiid, man. I mean, he's done it on both ends. So I understand. I mean, if I was ranking on individual performance, I would give it to Giannis. But I can't be mad at Joel Embiid. And, you know, as much as we had the topic with Jokic, he was a deserving guy this year, too. All things considered, he was a deserving candidate. And he had a great year. Very, very, very good year. So, you know, it was really – it sucks because any average year, all three of these guys win the MVP.
Right.
Like, average season in the history of the NBA and drop each of these guys in there, they win the MVP. But they're all having the same season at the same time. So you got to give it to one of them. And they're going to give it to the guy who has yet to get it. And, you know, I think the context makes sense. I think somebody said it. When you look back on it, and you see, people didn't like Hollinger for that quote, but it's kind of true, especially with the season Embiid has had. Like, it's not like Embiid has not had an MVP year, right, like a monster year. If you look back on it and see the numbers Embiid put up and say that Jokic has three, Giannis has two, Embiid has zero, that actually doesn't look right considering the records of the teams and the performances of the guys. Like, he's right. Like, that actually does matter in the historical standpoint.
For sure. I ended up settling on Giannis. When it's this close, as Kings alluded to, I go with the guy who won the most, and then you factor in the aspect, the variables, no Middleton or a severely hampered Middleton a lot of the year. Your second best player, that's kind of where I ended up going. But if either of those three wins, I tip my cap. I'm not going to push back too hard. All three deserving, like King said. As long as it's one of them, I have no pushback. It's going to be wild to see which one ends up on the second team All NBA. I'm pretty sure it'll be Embiid based on how the people are talking, but we'll see.
You think Embiid's gonna be second team?
Yeah, put the MVP on second team, bro. That you can pull that off with DPOY. You cannot pull that off with MVP, bro. You just can't.
Okay, so it's gonna go. They're gonna put Giannis on the second team?
No, they're putting Joker in the second team. Like they have to. Like you can't. You totally ruined what MVP means if you do that. You might as well not have an MVP if you're gonna do that. Like you can't do that. Just can't.
Copy that. Man, that time of year is here. Thank you guys for tapping in. We'll be back later this week, time permitting, to give you a playoff preview episode after all the play-in stuff is done. Looking forward to going round by round with these guys, seeing who they got. I still do not have a Western Conference pick, if I'm being honest with you. I still don't have it. I'm looking at it, I was like, there's about four teams I can see, like, yeah, they can do it. Yeah, they can do it. It's about four. I could be like, yeah, I can see it breaking their way. So I got to be honest, I don't have anything by the end of the week. Hopefully, I will have decided. Most likely, I'll do it mid-show and probably still change my pick. So that'll be interesting to think about. Don't tell us, though, but do you guys have your pick yet for the West? Don't tell us, do you have your pick yet?
I don't.
I don't even have my pick.
Out East.
I got my pick. I got my pick
for the year. Yeah, I know you. I got Boston, unfortunately. You two have Milwaukee. For the record, I hope those guys are right. I cannot stand the Boston Celtics, so I hope these two are right. From what I've seen, I think Boston kind of has it. Plus, I got to see what Middleton's looking like. That's a big factor for me.
That's my X factor for the series.
Yeah, right. We will be back later in the week. Let's fire up these playing games. Hey, it's that time of the year, baby. You guys be safe, and we are out of here. Word.